In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, one of the saints designated for today is a saint who was also a ruler and a king. And his name is Ferdinand, and he was the ruler of Castile, which is in Spain in the 1200s. And he became king when he was only 18 years old. And he was opposed by many political opponents in Spain, but and he defeated his rivalries, and he also pardoned his enemies who had opposed of his becoming a king. Saint Ferdinand was a great king, but he was also very humble. He was, of course, first of all, showed humility towards God Almighty, but he also showed great obedience and humility to his mother. It is said that no child ever obeyed a mother more humbly and obediently than King Ferdinand did. And it was through her advice that Saint Ferdinand married a German princess named Beatrix. And in the happy 15 years of marriage, which ended to her death, and they had 7 sons and 3 daughters together. And King Ferdinand had to be not only a good and wise husband and a good Catholic, but also a firm and just ruler. And in this mission, he fulfilled very well. Whenever somebody in his kingdom committed a crime to the state, this criminal was punished fiercely. But King Ferdinand always forgave any personal injuries which had done against him, because he saw himself not only a king, but also a Catholic, a Christian, who should forgive his enemies. Saint Ferdinand was very often on war against the Muslims. These were the supporters of false religion named Islam. And also when he was a warrior, when he was a general, he showed the best example to his soldiers than anybody can ever show. Saint Ferdinand often spent the whole night in prayer on the battlefields, and he fasted a lot, and he gave God glory for all his victories. He also had in his army the image of the Blessed Virgin Mary carried into the battle. Saint Ferdinand, as obedient as he was to his mother, he was also very devoted to his heavenly mother, Blessed Virgin Mary. One time when he was preparing another battle against the Muslims, Saint Ferdinand came very sick, and he died in the year 1252, and he was buried before the image of Our Lady, our Heavenly Mother. Dear children, Saint Ferdinand has shown us every necessary qualities of what constitutes a good leader. Usually a ruler is either a good Catholic but a weak ruler, or he is usually a strong ruler but not so good a Catholic. In Saint Ferdinand we got the best composition of both, being both a firm and just ruler and a loving and fervent Catholic. God, the good leader, always is ready to show not only justice, not only firm in action, but a good leader also is someone who shows humility. No one can become a good ruler if he had not first learned to obey. You heard how Saint Ferdinand always showed the greatest humility, attachment, and obedience to his mother. And in this he was only imitating our Lord, who when he was a child, our Lord Jesus, always loved and obeyed his foster father, Saint Joseph, and his mother, Mary. when he was a child, and even as an adult, Saint Ferdinand also loved and obeyed his mother in heaven, the Blessed Virgin Mary, just like Jesus had done when he was on this earth. Children, one of the missions of this school is to raise you become both a good Catholic and a good citizen. And when you learn your catechism and when you learn the Ten Commandments, you are given instruction in both spheres of life to fulfill your duties towards God well and to fulfill your duties towards state well. When you are still young, you learn your duties in your family. That's why God has given such importance to the commandment and of honoring your father and mother. The voice of your father and mother, that is the voice of God speaking to you. And when you fulfill your duties to your father and mother, you fulfill your duties to God. When you are grown up, you have to be in charge of yourself, that you receive the sacraments regularly and you attend the Sunday Mass, and that you keep all the commandments which you have learned in catechism. And in this way, what you have learned from your church and from your family, you will be able to pass over to your own families in the future. But no matter how old you grow up, or no matter how wise and experienced you will become, you never grow up from being under someone's authority. You always retain certain responsibilities, both to the state and to the church. And if you have lived your days of childhood and the days of being a young man or woman, you have learned how to be a good Catholic and a good citizen well. Humility, patience, and charity, all those are important in showing your life as a Christian and as a member of society. But most of all, you always need to show love and attachment and obedience to God Almighty and to His Church. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.